Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance.
We are back, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. If you're just tuning in, make sure you go back and check out our podcast on Apple, iTunes, or on Podbean. And check out, we just had a conversation with Laura Noblock about Faith in Action. So check out Faith in Action here in Bloomington. You can check out their Facebook page. And again, they're selling mums. So get your mum order in before September 10th. We have another guest with us today. Sandy Miani is with us. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Rosary and a Rosary program that's coming up that folks can get involved in, and a little bit about Fatima. Yeah. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So what's the program?
We're talking about America Needs Fatima Public Square Rosary Rally. It's an annual event by America Needs Fatima. It happens on Saturday, October 10th this year. They always select the Saturday that's closest to the anniversary of the Miracle of the Sun that happened in 1917 at Fatima with the Three Seers. The purpose for the rally is to meet in public, pray in public. We hold up a banner so that wherever we're standing on the street, people who drive by have an understanding of why are these people just out there gathering. It's a peaceful thing. We've done this now for over 12 years. And it's just to make awareness of reparation. Our Lady of Fatima asked us to pray the rosary every day. And this is acknowledging that it's necessary in our country. It has been for a while. And it's a wonderful witness to our Catholic faith, our Christian faith. It's a wonderful gathering of friends, neighbors, parishioners. It's also a wonderful way just to praise God. Thank you, Blessed Mother, for staying with us and not forgetting us.
Yeah, we need all the reparations we can get at this point, I feel like.
I have a very long list of them.
So where does it take place?
We meet across from Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Bloomington. We meet on the corner of Chestnut and Center Street. We park in the St. Vincent de Paul parking lot at the old junior high school. It's 12 o'clock noon on Saturday, October 10th. We gather 15 minutes early just to have time to pass out the prayer sheets, make sure everybody's comfortable with where they're standing. And noon is the time local that all these rallies, 20-something thousand of them happening the same day.
Wow.
So all that prayer lifted at the same time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is.
So is that where the gas station used to be?
It's on the opposite corner.
On the opposite corner. Okay,
yes.
Got it.
It's the same block as St. Vincent de Paul.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
That's awesome. I had never heard of this before.
We've been in the bulletin a few years,
Jason. Well, you know, I'm not good at reading the bulletin.
That's why I'm on the radio, because a lot of people are getting the bulletin.
I always take it, but
right,
yeah.
Now. Yes.
Yeah, and now especially, I bet it's very difficult to get messages like this out. Not a lot of folks probably go online and read it, so.
That's right. And some people might be uncomfortable with the idea of praying out in public, but I think of the January gathering that we do for pro-life,
yeah,
on the 22nd.
That's, yeah, the March for Life.
And outreach to people come to pray,
yeah,
together.
It seems like there's been, at least maybe I've seen it more, but there's been a lot, it seems like, more people out praying at the Planned Parenthood here in town, too,
yes,
this year, maybe.
Yes.
Maybe more folks have time on their hands.
Well, we had the 40 days.
Yeah.
I heard your interview
on
that a while ago. And it is. It's just awareness. And again, it doesn't have to be a large group of people. The size of the group doesn't make it successful.
Yeah.
It's the prayer.
Yeah.
That's making it successful.
Yeah.
And the intention. And even if you aren't able to be with us at noon on October 10th, you'd be in the car, doing your laundry, wherever. You can always offer up the same time.
Yeah.
Prayer.
Well, like you said, we're called to say the rosary every day.
Yes.
We should be doing that.
At least one a day.
Yeah.
I'm doing the B12.
Oh, man.
Not really. I'm trying to do all four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that's easiest for me to remember all the mysteries is the sorrowful. So I tend to do the sorrowful every day.
That's a wonderful witness because you're remembering Christ's passion.
Yeah. I think, for me anyway, it's the one that I feel like I can meditate the most on too. I always try to visualize whatever the meditation is, whether it's the scourging or the thorns or through Mary's eyes. And I think it's, again, for me anyway, when you meditate on like what Mary would have seen and how she would have felt about it. And I don't know, it's just a different way of, I guess, you know, the Gospels don't really talk a lot about Mary being there for all those types of things. I mean, a little bit, but we know that she was probably there for all of it. And so to just kind of see what she would have seen and try to meditate, I don't know, that's what I always do.
That's anyway. A beautiful, beautiful prayer.
Yeah.
Because it helps us unite ourselves not only to Mary's sufferings, but also to Christ and what he poured out in his life for us.
Yeah.
Individually.
Yeah. And because of us.
Yes.
And because of our sin.
Oh, my goodness. One of the best meditations I've ever learned about is just that every single lash, every single piercing that Jesus took on that day was just for Sandy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my goodness, yes. If you don't look at it that way,
yeah.
How can you even desire to repair
right.
anything?
It brings much more weight to the small sins or, you know, the things that we think like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. And then you think, well, that's one extra thorn or that's one extra lashing. Or
that's beautiful to think of that. And being in a sacramental life, which is what is so special about our Catholicism, because we're fed with that life-giving sacrament.
Yeah.
And you become aware, like you're saying, you know, if it has been a long time since someone has those sacraments, it's just amazing how the difference of the light that comes into our soul
yeah.
after we have participated.
And for a lot of us now, we've been without the sacraments probably a lot, yes. a lot more, or maybe even still than what we're used to, if, you know, we're used to going every Sunday or even multiple times a week. So it's 2020 has been a rough year.
It's been full of challenges, but it's been also very full of many, many graces.
Yeah.
Because we're in the family unit more.
Yeah.
We're praying maybe more. We have more to worry or be anxious about. And God says, come to me.
Yeah.
I will take care of this.
Yeah, I think net positive for our family, the coronavirus. I mean, to your point, we've spent a lot more time together. You know, the first couple of weeks were difficult because the kids weren't used to 24/7 of each other. But then, you know, then they realized, hey, we can be friends. We can play together. We're not going anywhere. I know for my family, it's been a net positive. And I think for a lot of families, I think it'll be interesting to see it, you know, hopefully as we come out of this, how much, you know, like, youth athletics, you know, people might not pour their lives into, or, you know, just things that maybe folks will look at and say, you know what, that's not really that important. You know, I don't want it to take away from the time that now I get to spend with the family and that kind of stuff. So what do you think about Fatima? What can you tell us about the
Fatima
miracle of the sun?
It's an interesting apparition that the church has approved. Our Lady appeared in a little place called Fatima. It was not a huge metropolis or anything. The three children that she appeared to were shepherd children. And she came to them. Actually, they were prepared first, a year before. An angel appeared to them and taught them how to pray. And that in itself is amazing because having childlike faith is very eye-opening to me that they were just accepting of it.
Yeah.
It was just that childlike faith. So the Angel of Peace came in 1916, and Our Lady appeared for the first time in May 13th, and the following 6 months. And the children went home and told their families what was going on. So every month thereafter, the crowds that went with them, again, in our skepticism or in our faith, we need that sign. Oh,
yeah.
Lord, show me that sign. But the children were the only ones who could see or hear Our Lady. And she did not even identify herself the first several months.
Yeah.
They just went home, we're talking to this beautiful lady. Then the natural phenomena, supernatural phenomena started happening.
Yeah.
And that's what we recognize on October for the miracle of the sun.
Yeah. So I was lucky enough, my wife and I were lucky enough, we got to go to Fatima. And it was, the gravity of the place just is very heavy. It's very small in size. Like you said, I mean, it's really, it's like out in the middle of nowhere for them. I mean, now it's grown up because people travel there and those types of things. So now there's some hotels and stuff or whatever. But I mean, for the most part, it's in the middle of, I mean, Portugal in and of itself is fairly rural. And we love all of Portugal, but the location of the miracle was just awesome. One of the things I think that gets me is the miracle of the sun itself. Like, this wasn't that long ago. I mean, it's just barely over 100 years ago now. There, you know, there was modern day news media and press, and you know, this wasn't like a miracle from, you know, 400, you know, where it's like, well, can we really believe this? Or, you know, there weren't any historical account, you know, all these types of things that people who might not, you know, share our faith or whatever would, you know, kind of scoff at. I mean, this was 100 years ago. Things were, you know, we were already past the Industrial Revolution. There was newspaper outlets and all those types of things. And yet it still doesn't really get much coverage. You would think that the sun bouncing around in the sky,
yes,
would be much, you know, more newsworthy. It did make some papers, but...
Yes, they said 70,000 witnesses.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing.
It is.
That 100 years later, we don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or that it's not still, like, a thing. Like, you know, I feel like if that happened today, I would think, man, people are going to talk about this for... People are going to talk about coronavirus in 100 years, probably. They're going to be like, remember 2020?
Oh, my.
That wasn't the sun bouncing around in the sky. And you know, I mean, it's just wild to think. But I think that that's, you know, the dark forces that are in our society and you know, they want to, you know, kind of put that stuff to the side.
I have some of the things that we're praying for.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's
hear.
Would
you like me to cover some of these?
Yeah.
I am the captain of the rally by volunteering, and that's all that means. I don't get a special
Yeah, you don't get a...
I do get a little manual here. And the intentions that we hope to bring people awareness to. I'll go through some of them.
Yeah.
And I like one of these right in the middle. It's saying we're praying our intentions for each one of ourselves. Each one of us, may Our Lady give us discernment and strength to withstand the trials that we face. And what we were just saying, you know, is this time of isolation and change bringing the best out of ourselves, or are we turning into the fearful side? And Our Lady's there. She's holding our hands. So we pray for ourselves. We pray for all those who suffer in our city and ask Our Lady to console them and help them and to sanctify them. We pray for those who persevere in virtue. May Our Lady grant them constant progress in their sanctification. We pray for those who struggle and hesitate between virtue and vice. May they receive the necessary graces every day to choose virtue over vice. And then we go into some of the reasons for reparation that might originally come first to your mind, the hard-hitting things. The urgent triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in America. I can't wait for that day.
I know. You know, I keep thinking Jesus is going to get tired of waiting, you know? I mean, I feel like...
How has he not?
Yeah. Mother Mary, you know, came in 1917 basically as a warning.
For World War One.
Yeah. And for us to turn back to her son and that, you know, she said that her Immaculate Heart would triumph and, you know, Jesus is going to get tired of waiting, I feel like, you know?
It's like watching a movie where the good and the moral against the evil is so... It's so easy to understand and to see it.
Yeah.
And it's becoming so muddied up now.
Yeah.
And that's another one. In reparation for the countless sins which are daily committed against the most sacred heart of Jesus and the most immaculate heart of Mary.
Yeah.
And we talked about that with your meditation on the scourging.
Yeah.
On the crowning of thorns, on the passion. we've done those irreparable, but they aren't irreparable. We can make reparation.
Yeah.
This outdoor, standing on the sidewalk, praying for 30 minutes is a beautiful witness.
Yeah.
I like to see it. We've been in the rain, just like the actual day Fatima had was pouring down rain. That was part of the miracle because everything dried up really quickly.
Yeah.
We've been in the sun. We've been in the wind. And I just see the clouds open up and see Our Lady smiling down on our little group times 20,000 or more at the same time around the country.
Yeah.
It's awesome prayer.
You know, I think too, as you're talking, like for folks that are thinking like, oh man, things have gotten so bad and the world is so messed up and society's so evil, like how can I, one person and my prayers help? You know, it reminds me of, you know, when God said that he would spare Sodom and Gomorrah if there was just one person that was worth saving, you know? And so we have to be that one person. And if that, you know, spares everyone else, then
that's it.
Then that's it.
The faithful.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how do folks get more information, or should they just show up, or what?
That's what I would like to share, especially with this opportunity. Again, Saturday, October 10th, 11:45 a.m. Please park across the street from Holy Trinity on the block that the old junior high is on, where St. Vincent de Paul currently meets. That way we're on the same block where we're going to stand, so you don't need to cross the busy street.
So if you're coming down Chestnut, go over Main Street and Center Street and then park there.
Correct, on Roosevelt, or right before Roosevelt. Basically, I'll have the prayer sheets. The co-captains, I'm asking for volunteers to call me, and I'll give you my number toward the end.
Okay.
And basically, we just gather everybody together, line up on the sidewalk. I do a blessing. Sometimes one of the deacons can be there and gives us a formal blessing. And then the prayer sheet begins with the Angelus, because it'll be noon that we try to start on time. And we'll play a rosary, which will probably be the Joyful Mystery since it's Saturday. We do that traditionally. There is the Litany of Our Lady and a consecration prayer. And the consecration prayer is just giving your understanding and faith in the Blessed Mother as our mother, bringing our prayers to her Son, our Lord. And then we end up with a few songs, and that's 30 minutes. It goes by.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, such a small amount of time.
Yeah.
For such a beautiful witness and the graces that we will receive.
For folks that might think 30 minutes is a struggle for them physically, is it okay if they bring a lawn chair?
Anything's fine. Bring a chair,
or some water.
Yes.
Check the weather.
Yes.
Of course, October is, I mean, to your point, it should be fairly nice most years, hopefully.
You've had some football weather at 10.
Yeah, I bet.
Noon layers, you know, it's just, and that's part of the offering.
Yeah.
If you're uncomfortable, you're already offering that up.
Right. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So you need co-captains.
I am looking for one.
And you said that comes with
people.
A cape?
Yeah. I'll try. I'll do my best. I don't sew. I'll whip a tablecloth together.
Yeah, there you go.
With a button. Yeah, basically it's just to help get everybody together, do some of the walking maybe. And again, it's just something that everybody needs somebody who can take over the role at some point in time if they're interested.
Yeah.
It's not a big commitment.
Yeah.
I'll do all the legwork getting the advertising, this interview right now. The station has also been doing commercials for us the last few years. And I'll have the prayer sheets ready. So it's basically that day I need somebody to assist me 15, 20 minutes early before we start.
Gotcha. And so what's the best way for them to contact you?
I will give my home phone number. It's 309-662-1717. This is Sandy. Please just leave a message, your name and number, and I will return your call.
662-1717.
Yes.
Perfect. And it is October 10th.
It is October 10th. 10-10-20.
There you go. That should be a good sign.
Yes.
Well, we so appreciate you coming in.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
What do you, if folks aren't doing a rosary currently, do you have a word of advice for them on getting started, or maybe what the benefits of it are if they've never done it seems daunting, I think, for a lot of people.
It does seem daunting. It's just a beautiful way of acknowledging the life of Christ, the mysteries, the joyful, the luminous, the sorrowful, the glorious. And what Our Lady does is take our prayers, And every Hail Mary in the rosary, if you can imagine a rose coming from the prayer and lifting up to her crown, you're offering this beautiful bouquet to the Mother of God, who is taking all of our prayers and placing them before the throne.
It sounds like you've done the Marian devotion.
I love Our Lady.
Because I've read that one too, and it's
she is just
the crown of roses.
We need her so much to just be a mother. How many of us feel like we need an extra mother?
Yeah.
My mother's been gone almost 5 years, and it's just a wonderful devotion. When you start with the rosary, I think too, just having a little bit of time. And in the car is great. There's CDs you can play along so you don't have to have the beads in your hand.
Yeah.
Very helpful tools.
Yeah.
But the promise is
we all have 10 fingers, too.
We do.
Well, I guess not all.
Well, and even if you can't, do a few extra.
Yeah.
You'll catch them up if you miss them.
That's right.
The next one. It's not.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
It's not the formula. It's wonderful because there are quite a few promises attached, and this is through St. Dominic. Whoever shall faithfully serve me by the recitation of the rosary shall receive signal graces. I promise my special protection and the greatest graces to all those who shall recite the rosary. So she's paying attention.
Yeah.
It's so supernatural, and you really do need to fall in love with it to want to be good at it.
Yeah.
And just like everything else, practice makes perfect or even imperfect.
Yeah.
Any of our prayer.
Yeah, when I started doing the rosary, I didn't know any of the mysteries.
Okay.
And so I just did a deced for each one of my kids because I had five kids. So I was like, well, I'll just pray for each one of them. And then like I said, I learned the sorrowful. And the way I learned that is because I do a poker night with some Catholic guys. It's always on Thursday, and we do the rosary first. So we typically do the sorrowful. Then I was like, well, I know these five now. And I didn't know the prayer at the end. Well, the two prayers at the end. I didn't know either one of them. And I've since learned the first one.
Yes. Hail Holy Queen.
Hail Holy Queen. And I'm getting better at the last one. So, you know, it's just keep doing it.
And there's guides, you know, you don't have to memorize it all. I love that you pray with the kids for your children as a father. You know, that's your role, your protector of your family.
I started praying with the kids really as a way to just get them to go to sleep. Like I'd lay them down in bed and I'd just be like, all right, well, the rosary is going to take 15 minutes. And so I'll just lay here and, you know, whenever they would talk or move around, I would stop and just wait. And then I'd keep going. So they recognize like, all right, well, he's not going to finish if we keep talking. And then, of course, usually, sometimes I've had to go six or seven decades, but usually by five they're asleep. But anyway, even sometimes just, you know, in those very practical things that as parents, you know, we can interject prayer and then it becomes hey, we don't have to do this at bedtime. We can, you know, do it as a family and those, but at least they're becoming accustomed to, you know, prayer.
And most people say I'm too busy or I'm too tired at the end of the day.
Yeah. Most people spend a lot of time on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram too. So. Those busy folks can find time usually for...
You can break up, do 10 Hail Marys. And like you said, we all have 10 fingers, but you don't have to be the counter.
Yeah.
I like this promise. All those who propagate the Holy Rosary shall be aided by me in their necessities. She's our mom.
Yeah. She's looking out for us.
Yeah.
And who better, you know, I always think too, like for folks that say, you know, like, oh, you know, Catholics worship Mary or whatever, and I mean, who better than our mother to intercede on our behalf? I mean, if you just go back to the Bible when Mary wanted Jesus to intercede at the wedding of Cana, and he said, no, it's not my time, and yet she persisted. And so you know, he followed her lead and said, okay, well then, you know, I'll do the miracle of changing the water into wine. So, I mean, if she clearly has, you know, the ability to influence her son and for the benefit of others. So I mean, it's in the Bible. Why wouldn't we follow her lead?
And our goal, of course, in this pilgrim journey isn't to be on this earth forever.
Yeah.
And as Catholics, we have that beautiful, just glorious understanding that the veil will be lifted. Our body leaves, our soul leaves our body at our death. The 13th promise, I have obtained from my divine Son that all the advocates of the rosary shall have for intercessors the entire celestial court during their life and at the hour of death.
Yeah.
We've got a team.
Yeah.
A big one.
I'm going to need a big team, too, so.
So come on out.
That's right.
October 10th.
And call you if they want to be a co-captain, 662-1717.
That's right.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This is Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5.
You've been listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance. Download our podcasts at catholicspiritradio.com.